For 13 years, JB and Billy have been delivering radio gold.
You might be in career worth, Bill.
I'm in career best.
And now, before they start their 14th season, we've dug up their best bits of all time.
Gold nuggets here, there, everywhere. Tick, 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 tick.
This is the Rush Hour pre-season.
I feel good!
Jimmy boy, in this hour, old Wilbur has a massive bombshell about Optus Stadium in Perth. And I also chat to Geelong legend Joel Selwood about his talking doll.
I remember your attempts at radio craft failed badly on both occasions. We'll also flash back to the very first time we heard from your mate Todd from Barwon Heads.
I really hope I can get my hands on him this year, Jim. Oh, that little turd, Fannigan. Plus, I've got a story about a treasure chest.
How much did that metal detector cost you, by the way?
Shut up, Jim! Oh.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill. Yes, Jim. Oh, now, I've got something to tell you, Jim.
Yeah, thank you. We all smoothly handled.
This passed my desk. You wouldn't believe it, Jim. My desk there where I do all my work.
What, it just went off to someone else's desk?
Where'd you find it?
Well, grabbed it on the way past.
It was going to someone else's desk.
Well, it happened during the week, but a treasure chest worth over $1 million, Jim, was found hidden in the Rocky Mountains.
Hello.
So a treasure chest full of gold, jewellery and other valuables worth $1 million was found in the Rocky Mountains, okay?
Right. Yes.
According to a man who hid it there more than 15 years ago.
Right.
So this is a great old treasure map and the pirates, yes, and you go and try and find the gold.
That's it.
Well, this man here, Forrest Finn,
yes,
Finny as I like to call him, inspired thousands of treasure hunters,
yes,
when he announced years ago that he'd hidden the chest,
oh, no,
and the hunt proved deadly, Jim. The hunt proved deadly, Jim. With at least three or four people dying over the last 15 years. But it's been found. And I love that. It was found by a man back east, whatever that means. What does that mean?
No idea.
Well, that's what old Forrest said. And the man did not want to be named. But he's finally found it. So there's coins, there's jewellery, there's gold in it.
Yeah, but it belongs to Finney.
No. Oh, he put it out there. And
so
whoever finds
it, it's theirs.
I missed out on here, Jim. He put out a book and some clues in his book.
Right.
So I had to read the book.
Yes.
And you get these clues and you go to the Rocky Mountains,
yes,
and it's wherever it is. And a lot of people have tried to find it. Yes. No one could.
No, we got all that bit.
But the man back east found it.
Yeah, but once he's found it, it's all his.
That's all his. That's why.
So what's Finney's story? He must be a multi-squillionaire.
No. Yeah, well, he had a bit of money, but you know what happened? He was very, very ill. Thought he was going to die.
Right.
So he did this and he come good. Now he's all right. He's back on the bike.
Would have sold some books.
That's it. Oh,
and he put out an autobiography, which is a book about himself, Jim.
Thank you.
So now he's
all good. Why didn't he just go and find his own treasure and take it back?
Because I think it got momentum.
Right.
And it's like a classic old story about Popeye and the pirates back in the day, Jim, trying to find the treasure chest.
Popeye. Where's sailor? He come into it?
He might have been with Olive, actually.
He was. That's a totally different setup. But Bill.
What's his name on the pirate? The Jack.
Oh, no. Jack Sparrow.
That's him, Jim.
Bill. Bill.
Yes.
Talking about burying treasure.
No. Yes.
Your old house. Did you send Oscar out with a metal detector to try and dig up the cash you'd buried?
When someone bought my house, Jim.
Bill?
No, you know what happened?
Before you sold the house, you sent him out with a metal detector.
I did it myself. But I had to dry to nunny wadding, wadding or whatever it is.
I had to dry to nunny yodding.
I had to drive to
that's it.
Nutter wadding,
that's it,
Jim.
Mm-hmm.
To get a metal detector, because you can't just hire them. This is a good one, good banger, because I needed it, because it was quite deep. It was deeper than I should have buried it.
And Rabs, this is a true story.
And I couldn't find it. And then I sold the house, and I had to knock on the door to the lovely man who bought it.
Yes. Currently coaches Geelong?
This was in between. It wasn't Scotty. He would have let me do it, but this other bloke bought it. And I had to say, I'm just looking for something, and I got my brother-in-law, me and Marco, and we went hell for leather and finally found what I was looking for. Jim.
Had to dig a sizable hole in his yard.
And I think we left the hole there. Were that excited. But I had to go back after I'd sold it. But you're right, you know, metal detector didn't work because it picked up everything.
Imagine Fat with a great big metal detector wandering around the back of someone's house.
Well, they pick up every little...
That's it.
Well, I just wanted me little...
Paint tin
that was in.
Had tendon.
No, it had... Oh, no, it had a bit in it.
How many bottle caps?
No, well, everything. Stones and coins and actually probably good stuff. But anyway, that was true. I had a...
15?
No.
10 on it. 10. 10 large ones
don't
in
tell.
A paint tin.
I don't know if I've split all that up.
What did the metal detector cost you, by the way, to hire?
And I had to take it back to it. Have you ever been out there, Jim?
No.
Lucky it looked like a gun. None of Wadding.
Yeah,
very nice suburb.
They
listen to us out there, Jim.
Heartland.
They probably, hopefully, not listen to this.
But
that was like a forest fen.
Put yourself in the homeowner's shoes. You get a knock on the door. You're just at home doing nothing. You get this. You go and open the door.
Oh, Jim.
And there's Fat, the metal detector, and his brother-in-law. And do you shovels. Mind if I just dig up some of your backyard?
We had a crowbar and two shovels. I said our dog died and we need to take him.
Dig up the bones of a dead dog with a metal detector. that would pick up its collar, would it?
No, well, I don't know. We might have hidden the metal detector up there. Anyway, we had the crowbar and we had to find the bones and take it back.
Sure, Fat, out you go. Help yourself. Oh.
Lovely man for letting us do it, by the way, because it was his property. So anyway, we found it and all's good. The kids got a few lollies and I had a bet.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Bill was unbelievably discreet too.
Oh, yeah,
no doubt.
He's just gone, Jim! Look! Sam Doherty came in yesterday. We loved catching up with him from the Blues. Very good boy and a real good player. Anyway, we were talking while he was in here about the landmark that you've been to and found very disappointing. Here's Sam.
How disappointing is the Mona Lisa?
It is, and it's very hard to get to the front room. I sent Nat in and then burrowed into the front and got a photo, and then we basically left.
That and Stonehenge. I went to Stonehenge. And there was,
I was underwhelmed, Bill. We went to the wrong joint.
Jimmy.
The Mona Lisa is about the size of an A4 piece of paper.
Exactly
It is tiny.
I sprinted in there with the boys, and that's all. You don't look at it. And there's some magnificent statues of David with his old fella hanging
out.
Mate, there's magnificent statues and other paintings, and they put it the furthest away, spot away, so you've got to go through everything.
Yep.
And you sprint down there, and you, honest to God, you get there and you go, oh, no, that's not it. That could not be it. That could not be the Mona Lisa, mate. It is very disappointing, Jim.
So, hence 133353, what landmark have you been to and found horrendously disappointing?
Is there one for you, Jim?
The Previ Fountain in Rome.
Ooh, what's that?
Well, everyone goes there.
Right.
And I just, when I got there, I thought, mind you, to be fair, it was having some work done to it.
Yeah.
But even then, I thought, there's not much involved in this bloody thing. Tiny little sort of waterfall-y looking arrangement.
The Colosseum. It was just all rubble.
It
had fallen down, Jim. It was all rubble.
So even when you went inside it, you didn't find it amazing?
Well, there's just stones and it was all rubble. It was lying around.
All rubble, Bill. There's still a fair bit of it still up.
It had fallen down, Jim.
I did find the Colosseum amazing. But the Previ Fountain, I must admit, I looked at it and thought, yeah, I'm not so fond of this one. Anyway, 133353, massive prizes. Ring us with the landmark you found disappointing.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I could see ahead that this bloke was going to be a superstar.
You'd never even heard of him.
Matty Bell at Dover.
Oh. Triple M. I just had a look online, Bill, at the Treffy Fountain. It's actually a lot better than when I went there.
Jim.
I did say it was having stuff done to it when I was there.
Yes.
But I'm now looking at the completed item and the probably I should take back that was disappointing because it's actually
what is
amazing.
It for those who haven't been there, Jim?
To Rome, the Trevi Fountain. It's this amazing building which has got these sculptures in front where and the water sort of cascades out the front of it, and it's a very famous landmark. And yeah, I probably should be a bit more respectful of it than I have been.
Actually, I'm with Leroy. The Sydney Opera House is
inside.
nothing.
No, visually it's brilliant.
Yeah, it's like to dirty look at, though up close.
Yeah, you go inside, it's different. Yeah. All right, Cameron's in Garden Vale. We're talking about the landmarks that you found disappointing. Camo?
JB, Billy, I'm not sure if it's a landmark, but years ago I had some friends from Queensland come down and they wanted to see the penguins, so off we go to Phillip Island.
Yes.
We buy our tickets, we sit on these freezing cold benches and froze our you-know-whats off.
Yes.
We sit there, people bark instructions at us. It was so cold, we sat there, and a couple of dozen little bloody penguins wandered up, turned around, wandered back, and they went, righto, that's it, off you go.
No way. That's it.
How boring it was.
Every night people go down there, don't they?
They do.
That's
it. Righto, Cam, I like that. Stick around. We've got massive prizes online here.
Oh,
the landmark that you went to and found extraordinarily disappointing.
That's it, Jim.
Let's get to Todd from Bowen Heads. Todd?
Todd? Yeah, mate. Bloody Simmons Stadium.
Todd, you're from Bowen Heads, mate. You can see the bloody lights from there.
Yeah, well, bloody, they talk it up like the people from Geelong invented lights, but the joint was just a letdown.
Oh, that's it, Bill.
Have you seen the new stand that's going to open tomorrow?
Yeah, well, it's probably going to be as bloody shithouse as the last.
That's it. No, I like it, Todd.
Place. What a flog. Todd's
stay
the flog.
Online, Todd. Luke's in Geelong. Lucas?
Luke?
Yeah, I went to Sydney when I was 19, and I was very disappointed by the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Oh,
I was so keen for it too. I was like, wow, this amazing piece of architecture, and it's a lump of metal.
Fair dinkum.
It's just over the river.
You're taking the mick, Luke. It's one of the great things of Sydney Harbour Bridge.
I climbed it, Tim. Yeah, you can go upstairs. And it's good fun. It's actually all right. It's not bad.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, Adrian's in Vermont, Bill.
Adrian.
Hey, Bill, how you going?
Good, Adrian. How are you, Adrian?
Yeah, good. Thanks, mate.
What was it?
So, in Egypt, the Sphinx and Pyramids.
Oh, no. Really? How can you say that?
Mate, there's three reasons. I'll give you three, all right? So you get to the end of civilization, and then you've got the pyramids there. So, you think you're going to the desert, and you don't actually get there. You can almost see McDonald's from there.
Yeah, that's what...
Second, you go into the pyramid. So, they sell you a ticket, you go in, smells like urine. It's this cramped little cave that's just full of people, not interesting. Third reason, people everywhere trying to hock you whatever they can. So little golden pyramids, golden sphinxes. You don't actually get the time to sit there and actually enjoy and take it in.
Jeez,
so all out disappointing.
Jeez, that's amazing.
Danny Southern said there was a Macca's right.
Yeah, he did say that, I still would love to see that. Let's get back to Todd from Bowen Heads. Todd, what did you find, landmark, did you find disappointing?
Well, like I said before, Jim, Buddy Simmons Stadium.
Yeah, good stuff, Todd. You're not winning a prize.
It holds about 1,000 people. They change the name every five minutes.
Bill.
33,000, Todd. I'm going to get this Husqvarna and I'm going to cut your bloody
stay there,
head
Todd.
Off.
Well, let's get to Daniel in Cranbourne. Hello, Dan, man.
Hello, boys. How you going?
Good, Dan.
What was it with you?
I went across to America with a couple of mates and the Statue of Liberty.
Really?
Nothing for me. It reminded me of being back over here where there's just another female that you can't get anywhere near.
yeah, that is true. I'm about to say, you can't get close enough to it.
You get on the boat, Jim. You can do the boat, which is quite...
The Staten Island, is it? Or the ferry?
But what about the squirrels, too?
Yeah.
They take over. You actually watch them.
Zach in King Lake. Zach?
Zach?
G'day, boys.
Yeah, Zach. What is it?
The 12 Apostles. There's only about bloody four of them.
Actually, they've all been
eroded.
Away, that's the word. Eroded. Very good word.
I should have actually come in and helped you there.
So I think there's only about six left. Poor old apostle.
I thought I was talking about the wrong place.
Hey, a lot of people go down there in buses and.
Yeah, we're talking about the landmark you find really disappointing. Todd's on the line from Bowen Heads. Todd?
Yeah, Simmons, bloody.
Fair dinkum, Jim, if you get him on again. He's not a Geelong boy. He can't say Simmons
Bowen
Stadium.
Bowen Heads, he's from, Bill.
I know. Well, he's a Geelong boy. He can't be carrying on like that.
He said it's Simmons Stadium, and I don't blame him.
Oh,
you bloody flog yourself over it. I'm telling you now, Bill.
I'm there
lights
tomorrow.
Have been around for 35 years in stadiums in Australia.
With the Zen Garden. And the magnificent football department. You wait till you see it tomorrow, Jim. They'll have specials on it everywhere.
Will they?
Yeah. I'm there tomorrow.
I reckon they will.
I'm there nude.
Might just take one more call. What landmark did you find disappointing?
Jim?
We got Todd on the line from Bowen Heads. Todd.
Yeah, Simmons, mate.
Oh, stuff, Todd. Finnicum.
Geelong in general.
I'm going to get Todd's number. Jill, get his number.
Geelong in general, he
reckons. Jill, get his number. I'm going to Finnicum.
I think
Todd
wins, doesn't he?
Todd can get stuff.
Of course he wins.
No, he doesn't. He can't win. Finnicum.
Geelong in general, he reckons.
Actually, he's not bad. Actually, he's been all right.
See if he's on the line. We got Todd there from Bowen Heads.
Yeah, mate, I'm here.
Piss off.
What did you find disappointing?
Simmons in Geelong and the greater Geelong area.
Oh, piss off, Todd.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Make sure the mics aren't ever turned on during songs.
Quite aware of that.
Otherwise, he might never work again.
On now, Triple Raps, M,
yes, mate.
Have you got it ready? Breaking news, because it's going to happen right now.
I actually do have it ready.
Breaking news. With Billy Brownless.
Every time you try and be serious,
Jim,
it doesn't work.
Exclusive.
Right.
Huge news.
What is it?
Well, I told you first, Jim. Now, I went with this very early and I told you first. There is an issue with the hardness of the ground at Optus Stadium in Perth.
Adam Simpson, I think.
No, Jim, I went with it first.
Okay.
A lot of injuries with Nick Nat, Tom Barras, you can go Mitch Wallace. There's been a heap of them, Jim.
Mitch Wallace.
He's got Cinder Spicer's noses.
Yeah, but he played there. The Dogs have played there once.
Yeah, I know.
And he wasn't in the team.
He's still got a bad ankle, Jim. But there's an issue with the hardness of the ground at Optus Stadium.
Right.
And I also told you there is a car park underneath.
No, there isn't.
This Jim. There's a car park underneath the stadium.
Right.
So, I've got a source.
Oh,
A source on the line, and I'm going to call him John, and he's from the west.
What, Werribee or?
Jim, Western Australia, you flog. John.
Yeah.
That's John. John, is this true that there is a car park underneath Optus Stadium in Perth?
Yes.
Yeah, Jim! There you go, Jim! The Jim! I told you so, Jim! John, my source, who is from Western Australia, has just told us something that no one ever knew, and I knew, Jim. John told us that there is a car park underneath. Jim!
John, have you ever been to Optus Stadium?
Are you there?
No.
John!
Have you ever been to Western Australia?
Oh, no.
Get him off! Ramsey, close him down! Close him down, Ramsey! Buddy, Johnny told me he's from WA, Jim, and he lives in Perth. John, you cocksmack! He is a fair dinkum cocksmack. Get him off. Close him down no more. Oh, no.
Exclusive story of the year?
Domo's hung around to hear it.
Domo. Is John alive? He
Domo's
sounds dead.
Driven his big thunder truck into a Stoby pole. Bill.
John,
what sort of exclusive was that?
Well, he rang me last night and I said, I'll get you on tomorrow. Oh, he told me there's a car park underneath.
Is that what he told
me? He told me he's been there. He knows he's from Perth. See, I try and break things.
No.
Go to a song or an ad. I'm not happy.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So I was thinking, Jim, and then I got your head together and the lovely Jillies.
Yeah, we're with Geelong royalty too, and it's not you, Bill.
Bill.
No, it's Joel Selwood, the captain, of course.
Hey, what about this footy, mate? These inflatable dolls here, which I know you like, Joel.
Yeah,
and there is one here, right here of you. Have a look at it over there. It's 1.2 metres high. What is the story there, Joel?
To be honest, I don't really know. But the AFLPA have put that together with the group at Coles, and also this little footy mate, which apparently it talks. It does have my voice behind it. I know that. We filmed this in at Crown when I was a bit croaky after the Brownlow medal, I think. So
it's Boonie doll style thing, isn't it?
Boonie doll. And, you know, if I put I've got Matt Prittis here. If I put Joel Selwood and Matt Prittis next to each other, apparently they talk to each other, so...
Well, we've got you here. Hang on.
They are talking to each other.
They are.
That's amazing.
I
thought you were taking the piss.
What are you doing tonight? Well, have a listen to the Joel Selwood doll.
I see, yes.
It's Joel Selwood, your footy mate.
Jeez, that's that inspiring.
Nice. Nice.
What else? What else he got for us, Joel?
Joel and the Cats. What a combo.
They're going beautifully.
Well, I think that was a bit better work than that.
Well, another one.
Who's your favourite cat? Surely it's me.
Oh. Yeah, we are. Nice.
Well, no, that doesn't sound like me.
No. Well, there's the Billy Brownless one too.
No, what? There is.
Yes, there is. Let's have a listen.
Brownless and the Cats. What a combo.
That's it.
Oh, no.
What else
way.
You got, Billy?
I'm Billy Brownless. I'm a superstar.
Listen See? To this.
And
haven't you heard Def Leppard? Lord Mayweather.
Lord Mayweather. Bill,
yes.
Are you in? Is your doll at life size?
Yes, it is.
So
yeah.
You got the massive guts, bald head, and stuff,
and something under there too,
oh,
under the tool shed.
Easy.
But what about? There's also a JB doll.
There is.
There
not.
It is. Have a listen.
Not Bill.
I'm James Brayshaw. I'm a super flog.
That's your voice.
No, it's not.
Oh,
it's you.
Yeah, no,
what else you got, Jim?
I love myself.
Yes. And
Billy Brownless carries me on the rush hour.
Very good.
Sell. Can you believe this?
What about that audio work?
Yeah,
that
it's great, Bill. How long did that take you?
That took 4 hours.
Did it? Did it?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I went to a joint gym that was that small that I put my key in the front door and it opened the back door.
Oh, no.
Shebang. Yeah. Peter and Kiel.
Shebang.
For 13 years, JB and Billy have been delivering radio gold.
You might be in career worth, Bill.
I'm in career, Ben.
And now, before they start their 14th season, we've dug up their best bits of all time.
Gold nuggets here, there, everywhere. Tick, 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 tick.
This is the Rush Hour pre-season.
I feel good!
In this hour, Jimmy boy, you've been a very, very naughty boy. And you were caught in the act. We'll hear about the time you stole some valuable items from our Triple M promotions department.
We also go back to the very first time we introduced radio's best phoner. What have you seen unusual?
Ah, Jim, my joke this hour is an absolute ripper. But up next, we blow up a car. That's right, actually blow up a car.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
She pulls out a rectal thermometer.
I beg your pardon? I'd packed up my stuff.
Triple M. Things are getting really heated at Melbourne Public. The last show of the year for Triple M's Rush Hour. Billy Brown and James Brayshaw.
Yeah. All right, Bill.
Wow.
We got our last. We're inside the last 2.5 minutes, so let's go get a final thought from these gentlemen.
Oh, big support here for Heath. How are you feeling, mate?
Mate, I am crapping myself.
You are. The beep beep arena might go. Daniel, how's big Daniel, son?
Very nervous. Very nervous.
You will be if you have to drive it back home. Adam, how are you, mate?
Yeah, a bit shaky, Bill. A bit shaky.
Right to go, mate?
Yeah, right to go.
Oh, and D, what do you reckon, D? You're a chance?
Oh, I hope so. I hope I take it away and get out of there. And I don't think the Honda will make it out of there by the looks of it.
Oh, the Triton. They're all going to win the Triton very shortly. 2 minutes, 15 seconds, Jim. We're going to go kaboom.
Well, what happens is you get hold of the detonator, which is just to your right there, and you push it down like the Roadrunner.
Oh, yes.
And the old Acme days. And, Bill, one of the cars explodes into 1,000 pieces, and whoever owns that car out of these four gentlemen wins brand-new Mitsubishi Triton out there.
We've got the big boys.
Set the scene for the millions of people listening. We've got the big screens, two of them set up here, and they have got a locked-off camera out at our location, remote. Remote location.
Yes, remote.
Safety first.
All four dumps are parked out there, and one of them is about to blow to the shizen.
I hope it works.
So, Bill.
Look at Daniel's
Ethan. Ethan can't. He's look at him. He's
they're pacing.
Like he's standing on the hot beach sand. Bill's up. He's up.
We've got a minute and
4 seconds. I tell you, the ferals are starting to just gather here a little at Melbourne Public. All right,
it's
57.
A bumper
crowd. Oh, now look at them. They're starting to get. Together to the fray.
As they should, because we've got all the big screens here ready
all
to
right.
go.
Here we are. We're down to 40 seconds, Willis. So these boys, this is a defining moment in their lives. Are they going to end up with a Mitsubishi Triton? That white one out there, dual cab the lot. All right, Bill. We got 28 seconds left. When we get down to 15, we want the crowd's help. 25 seconds left. And there it is, the plunger. The detonator. 20.
So
all right, let's go. 18, 17, 16, 15,
14, 13, 12, 11,
10,
9, 8,
7,
6,
5,
4,
3,
the bonnet's gone.
Have a look at it. We're watching it in slow motion thanks to Channel 7.
Oh, no. Oh,
wow. Ethan, how do you feel, Lee?
Mate, I actually don't really know what to say. It's unbelievable.
Who are those ferals that come over? You've got some mates here. They come over and tackle, and everyone's very happy here.
You're from Frankston, I'm sorry.
That's all right. We expect that. Wow. Hey, mate, what about the new Mitsubishi Triton? Oh, you must be so excited, mate.
Oh, mate, I am psyched. I cannot believe it. Can't wait to tell the wife.
Look at the marina.
There it is.
We've just slowed it down and it is evaporated. It doesn't exist anymore.
You'll be able to see it online, triplem.com.au. We'll get the replays up real soon. Wow, Ethan's marina blown to smithereens.
Oh, well done.
Great. Oh, wow.
Hey, big thanks to everyone, Alan from ShowFX as well.
And thanks to Adam, Daniel and Dennis who have done a great job too. There were cars in there. They weren't blown up, so they've got to go and get the bombs back, boys. Well done.
No, but I'll tell you what, we're going to look after you guys. We've got a super cheap auto voucher for the runners up. Nina and Pasadena, pack copy of Triple M's Ripper 90s. You guys aren't going home empty-handed. Although you don't have to drive your junkers home.
Well done, boys.
Good work.
I'll tell you what.
That
is unbelievable.
Hey, it's blowing it.
They've got the slow-mo still going and the bonnet's only just landed.
It has indeed. It's full of smoke. Oh, that is a good bomb, that one.
Jeepers.
Look at Ethan. He's got your CDs out of
it. He's got the phone out. He's ringing
the bell.
Oh, I love it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm not saying it's a fait accompli, but I'm saying that it's a fate.
Oh, wow.
And not complete yet.
Just
not complete. Now, Jim, phoner here with the Rush Hour family, 133353.
Yes, Bill.
And it's an easy one. It's a broad one, Jim, today.
Is it a little broad?
What have you seen unusual? That's what we threw up before the meeting. You thought it was funny. What have you seen unusual, Jim?
Did you tell him to go with that? Because I wasn't in the meeting.
And I will tell you some...
Bill, he needs to explain what it is and then we'll get the family involved.
Okay. What has made you stop and go, oh, geez, that's unusual? Like, Jim, the other day I took a call on my phone. Yes. It was a personal call.
Oh, was it?
So I went into the little office here, which runs overlooks Dorcas Street.
Yes.
So I'm there on the phone talking away and I'm looking on the road. It was a windy day. These $5 notes floated down the road. I'm looking at them.
What?
And I'm going, what's going on here? $5 notes everywhere. 2 minutes later, this little fella was running around chasing his $5 notes. And then I reckon five people, very nice people, joined in to help him pick them all up.
Or did one try an half-inch one?
No. I watched them all, and they were all very nice and polite. Yes, well done. But these $5 notes going down the road, and this
what
bloke
did you think at that point?
I thought if I was down there, I'd keep 10 bucks, I'd buy a banana smoothie.
You thought, that's unusual.
I said to myself, Tim, thank you. Oh, crikey, that's unusual. And then the other night, Jim, I'm driving home on the freeway back to Geelong.
Yes.
And guess what was in the middle of the two, like the freeway and then the bit of grassed area, then freeway people going the other way?
I couldn't guess.
A couch.
Oh, no.
A three-seat couch.
What
and
colour
I
was
said
it?
To myself.
What did you say at that point?
Oh, crikey, that's unusual.
So, 133353.
It was a couch on the freeway.
It's no more complicated than that.
Yes. No.
What has caused you in the last little while?
Do people have to start with that?
Yep. Stop and say,
oh, crikey, that's unusual.
133353, ring us now.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Plus, he went down to Antarctic.
Yes.
He's
to the Antarctic. I'm just going to write this whole
breakdown. Oh, he went down to the Antarctic.
Right. Got a little one going here. 133353. The family getting involved. Hundreds.
Oh yeah.
It's called "What Have You Seen Unusual."
That's it.
And Bill came along to the meeting today and said that he'd seen $5 notes flapping down the road, the side road here.
Dorcas Street.
And a whole lot of people chasing after him. And he thought to himself,
crikey, that's unusual.
Then he's driving home from Melbourne to Geelong. And in the middle of the three lanes going each way, there's a couch.
Which I said, crikey, that's unusual.
So Ricky joins us from Crib Point. Hello, Ricky.
Hey, boys, how you doing?
Join in this conversation.
just heading home from work and... coming into Hastings to head to the Salvos to grab some double denim for the footy club on the weekend and looked to the left at McDonald's and his three young ladies on horses through the drive-thru.
Oh, that, I've never seen that. Three girls on horses ordering through the drive-thru.
That is the truth.
And you, that caused you to say, geez, that's unusual?
I certainly did, and wow.
There you go, Ricky.
Oh, mate. Well, they can take... Maccas can do that, can't they?
Well, I imagine you can. I don't. You know, I know you're not allowed to walk through there.
No.
Let's get to West Footscray. David's there, Bill.
Oh, David.
Hello, how are you?
G'day, Dave.
Good, mate. Yourself?
I didn't say how you were. I just said g'day, Dave. But anyway. what's unusual?
Mate and I, we started early at work. We had to open up the doors of the shed at work.
Yeah.
He opened up one end, I opened up the other. And a fox walked through the middle of the factory.
Fox. See, Davey, yeah. I had to cop a fox at St Andrews Beach on the golf course. Yeah, they're starey bastards.
Yeah, I heard that the other week, yeah.
Did this one stare at you?
No, it just walked straight through. And I looked at me mate, and me mate looked at me because I'd had a couple of sherbets the night before.
He's opening up.
And I said to him, did you see that? And he said, yes. And I thought, thank goodness for that. I'm not going insane.
Did you walk over to it and say, and what are you looking at, fox? Like the idiot I work with?
You should have. Because I find they respond to a bit of that. A bit of stern talking. All right, thanks, Dave. Very
good
nice.
You, Dave, Aaron's, fox.
There you go, Bill, middle of the factory.
Yeah,
that's unusual.
I would have said, crikey, that's unusual. Aaron Hastings.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How you going?
Hey, Azza.
Yes, your Dorcas Street story. I was actually in Dorcas Street a couple of weeks ago.
Ooh.
And I'm doing a bit of traffic management on a construction site there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, happened to notice a blue heel across, like a Kelpie type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Walked down the street, sort of you don't see that very often without somebody walking with it.
Mm-hmm.
Turned around, and there's a pedestrian crossing there. And I'm like, oh, shit, he's about to cross here. This could be trouble. He's propped. Yeah. He's looked left. He's looked right. He's looked left again. Proceeded to cross, and the four-wheel drive's come from the roundabout speeding up, so we stopped halfway, stared her down, she stopped, I looked at her, she looked at me and went, you've got to be kidding.
Is this the dog?
This is the dog, no owner, no one to be seen, no lead, and he's continued to cross, and a few other blokes that I was with went, crikey, can you believe that?
Crikey, hey, that's unusual.
That is very unusual.
You're saying the dog looked left, right, and then left again, and then stopped when the car was going to come around.
In the middle when the four-wheel drive came, and then when the lady passed me, she's had her hands like off the steering wheel going, holy crap,
the smart dog, your blue heeler, Bill.
I don't know if it can do
that. It gets
that,
you a cattle dog.
Then it walked into the bank and, took out 500.
Well, I'm not sure. They haven't got the ability to take money out of an ATM, a dog.
They don't have
the opposable
thumb.
The opposable thumb, Bill. Jody's from... hello, Jody.
From Narre Warren, too. Hey, Jode.
What have you seen, Jode?
Hi, how you going? Yeah, I was on my way home from work, and I was sitting at a set of lights, and I saw a bloke in a wheelchair pushing himself backwards with his feet, and I've seen him since then a number of times, and he's still going backwards, using his feet to push himself.
In a wheelchair?
Yeah.
He'd be out Warrigal way by now if he's going backwards.
Oh, it's crazy. I don't know what's going on.
What?
Hang on.
He's
in a wheelchair and he's pushing himself.
His feet are on the ground and he's pushing himself backwards in it.
Wow. Crikey.
That is unusual.
Did you say, Jode, crikey, that's unusual?
I did. Yeah. I did.
Well done, Jode.
And with every reason.
Hmm.
All right. Thank you, Jode. Paul's in East Keilor. Hello, Paul.
How you going, boys?
Good, Paulie. What did you see that was unusual?
Hey, the same day I reckon that you saw that couch in the middle of the freeway up there, I saw it on the other piece of it,
yeah.
The single part of it on top of the Westgate Bridge.
What, a single seater?
Yeah, the single seater that had the the flashing lights, the guy, what do you call those, rescue people,
yep.
Just parked there behind it waiting for someone to come and collect it.
Well, when he got home, there was no more left of the old the suite. It's all gone.
I reckon there was another piece probably all the way up at Port, wherever it is.
Lara.
Yeah.
Paul.
I love it, Paul.
So they lost their seat there, the couch on the way, and the other seat at Lara. I'm telling you, Jim. Oh, see?
Well, see, that.
I did see
Bill,
hmm.
I think this is going to have to be a staple of the rush hour.
No, regular.
Well done, Bill. What have you? What have you seen? Unusual.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You been to Athens?
Yeah, been there. I did a cashy there, Jim.
Sheepers.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and the cash bounced. That's how bad they're going.
Oh.
Damien Barrett is in the studio, but Bill has a couple of people in his crosshairs.
A documentation.
I have.
Right.
Just tell me who signed that and what's the name at the bottom there.
Mike Fitzpatrick.
Mike Fitzpatrick's our boss, okay?
Oh, yeah, yes, he is. Yes.
He's our boss. Okay.
Right.
I've been made aware of an incident that occurred out of hours on Saturday, June 13, that you may be able to shed some more light on. This is to you, Jim. Mm-hmm. Our promotions team have reported that a number of items went missing over the weekend from boxes that were delivered to our reception area.
Yeah, I think of
upon review of security camera, which I have here. Mm-hmm. Come in, Ethan, and play it. You are seen opening a box at reception, Jim.
Yes, and clearly marked your favourites.
Clearly marked with a sign stating they are not to be open.
Fact.
Are we going through it now? These items were boxes.
Jim, you're coming into. Oh, that's me, actually.
That's you, Damien. So you're in it.
No, but I've walked past the boxes.
So, Jim.
Hang on, where's Jim?
Yeah, wait for it. Wait. So we're watching the video here. This is in reception that a box are clearly marked.
They're
not open.
Jim's on screen. Look,
here he comes. He's on screen. He's on camera. And opens up the box. Jim, you can't do this. This is theft.
Jim, you're stealing something.
Look, this is theft. Here he's chomping into the box.
Fat.
Yeah, you're well paid, as this letter says.
I walked back into the studio and said on air what I'd just done.
Yeah, he did say that.
I actually owned up to it immediately and said, Onion, you're down a box of favourites.
The letter continues. You're one of the highest paid radio performers in Australia.
So I should be.
And I'm sure you can afford $17 for a couple of boxes of chocolate. So, yes, we're going to defer this to the police.
Fat.
I look forward to receiving your response, Mike Fitzpatrick.
I said to you and Damo and everyone else and our millions of listeners that I had just stolen out of Onion's box a thing of favourites. I declared it at the time.
But you did, Bill.
Well, but you've eaten.
Ate half the box.
When I was given that small chocolate bar, I wasn't aware it was a stolen property.
It's stolen goods, Damien. You ate the said stolen good.
I ate one piece.
Yeah, you had 10.
You ate 17.
There was Turkish delights left over.
They're always left over.
But what about that? You're on vision. You're on
that
the
is
camera.
It's scary, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You might find yourself in the radio reserves until you can present yourself in a fit state to broadcast.
Triple M. We've endured 13 years of Billy's jokes and found a good one.
The miracle of modern radio.
On the Rush Hour pre-season, this is Billy's joke.
All right.
Oh, Jimmy boy, there was this young fella with a wooden eye, okay?
Oh, my God. You can't tell this joke. No.
And he's at the school dance, okay? And he was standing with his mates, and he was too nervous to ask any girl for a dance because they'd make fun of his wooden eye.
Yes, Bill.
So his friend points to a girl with a wooden leg standing by herself, Jim. In the corner.
Cannot believe it. Yes.
Hey, see that girl over there with a wooden leg? Why don't you go and ask her for a dance? And if she makes fun of your wooden eye, you can make fun of her wooden leg. So he's a bit shy and he's not sure and he needs a bit of Dutch courage, Jim. So he shotguns a CC and dry.
At the school dance.
God. Yeah, just have one out of the back.
So as if this joke wasn't inappropriate enough, you're then shotgunning cans at a school dance.
That's it. And he had another one just to get the old Dutch courage, Jim. So he walks over to the young girl with the wooden leg and he says, excuse me, would you like to dance? She looked up very, very surprised and happy. And with a big smile, she said, oh, wouldn't I? He said, so it's going to be like that, is it? Well, you can get stumpy. Oh, Jim.
Oh,
now, that's not bad.
No.
Jim, she said, wouldn't I?
Yeah, thank you, Bill. I'm just trying to think of the year I first heard that joke. It'd have to be about 1984.
You've never heard it announced like that.
No.
Or told like that.
Yeah. I just want to, on the record, distance myself from that joke and from you.
I like that. Old Stumpy. That's not a bad joke. That'll go down.
Oh, my God.
Hey? No. Good joke. Well done. Good start.
Turn him off.
Very good. Oh, wouldn't I? Oh, Stumpy.
Just about had enough.
Oh, Tony Wednesday.
Oh, nah.
Did Jim like that joke?
Oh, nah. Oh, yeah.
I knew you liked it, Jimmy boy.
I don't want anything to do with that joke.